Amitako yapi, Toshinaskawe imachi yapi. My name is Lakota Hardin. I'm Minikoju in Yankton, Lakota.
Lakota Hardin's family is from the Lakota Nation in South Dakota, but she spent part of her childhood in Sitka, where she lives now. Since protesting against the Dakota Access Pipeline began this summer, Hardin says it's been difficult to be so far away. Actually, she describes it as turmoil.
Every day I wake up and think, what am I doing here? I need to be down there, especially when I see pictures of my nephews with, you know, rubber bullet wounds.
Hardin did go down in September, but she says work is keeping her in Sitka at the moment. Still, she couldn't sit idly by. A few months ago, she and a few friends helped organize a drum circle downtown.
And we did come together and we sang and prayed because that's what they're asking people to do, first and foremost. And that's what we did. And we had a sign that said, Sitka stands with Standing Rock.
The Dakota Access Pipeline would pass under the Missouri River, which the Standing Rock Sioux tribe says threatens its drinking water. That type of message resonates with people in Sitka, Hardin says.
This land, we love this land. We love these waters. You know, we want to protect them. And so people want to make a stand with Standing Rock here.
And Hardin wasn't the only one wanting to do more. Matthew Jackson was also feeling restless, especially recently.
Over the last couple of weeks, myself and some of my friends were growing more and more concerned over Standing Rock.
But he says talking just to his friends, it wasn't enough.
You know, most of my friend group is white. In some places in Sitka, it can be hard to break the racial divide. But we knew that solidarity had to start at home. And so we reached out to some folks in the Native community, like Lakota.
And soon thereafter, they found out another fundraiser was already being planned in Sitka this weekend. So Jackson says they all sat down together at a local cafe and built on those plans. There's going to be yoga, letter writing, and an art auction. Jackson says they're also hoping to collect traditional foods to send down to protesters.
Like dried seaweed, venison jerky, smoked salmon, anything that's canned or jarred.
Both Jackson and Hardin say this won't be the end of fundraising efforts in Sitka. They say that, like the protesters, they'll stand with the Sioux Nation until tribal lands and drinking water are out of danger. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.